off of a high screen, takes it to the hoop, lays it up off the glass and through, and she'll launch from three-point range and buries it.
It's time for Morehead State University basketball on the Eagle Sports Network. MSU broadcasts are sponsored by Eagle Family Sports Pass, Buffalo Wild Wings, Ticket Smarter, the Kentucky Department of Highway Safety, Citizens Bank Morehead, Giovanni's, Tim Short Auto Group, Pepsi, Kentucky Lottery, Whitaker Bank Morehead, and MSU Soar Higher. By Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Bypass Pawn, Clark's Pump and Shop, First Federal Savings and Load, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hardee's, Hinton Mills, Hothead Salon, Linex of Morehead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Morehead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, St. Clair Healthcare, Wendy's of Morehead, and Whitaker Bank Morehead. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on the Eagle Sports Network.
And Morehead State has pulled off the upset. It's the second leg of Morehead State basketball stretch of four stops in four states in 8 days as the Eagles visit Tennessee Martin for a women's men's Ohio Valley Conference doubleheader this afternoon. Hi, Eagle fans. This is Tom Lewis along with my pal Wes Holland. MSU's women are coming off of arguably one of the most improbable comebacks in program history, digging out of a 17-point hole to win 50-47 and become only the second OVC visitor ever to win at Little Rock. That victory lifted the Eagles into a second-place tie with Little Rock in the league standings. Today, they'll face a UT Martin squad that's only a game behind them, but that's lost two straight, has a short bench, and was beaten decisively by MSU last month. The Eagles will be without their fearless leader today. The Ohio Valley Conference has issued a one-game suspension to Morehead State head coach Kayla Petrie for unsportsmanlike actions pertaining to the accumulation of technical fouls. Stick around. We'll talk with Eagle Associate Head Coach Jim Turgeon after this break on the Eagle Sports Network.
Can't make it to the store? Play the Kentucky Lottery online, any time of the day or night, anywhere you are in Kentucky. Just download the Kentucky Lottery app or play at kylottery.com. You decide where and when you want to play. Play the Kentucky Lottery online, anywhere, anytime. More games, more chances to win. Hey, anytime is playtime. The Kentucky Lottery, fueling more than $4.4 billion in scholarships and grants. And please play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you, or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals, so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Great seats at a great price. Get them safer, simpler, and smarter with Ticket Smarter. A proud partner to the biggest names in live sports and events, including ESPN events and iHeartRadio. Ticket Smarter has seats for over 125,000 live events and 48 million tickets for sale. All backed with the Ticket Smarter 100% ticket guarantee. Thinking about your next great live event? Think smarter. Think Ticket Smarter. Get your tickets your way guaranteed at TicketSmarter.com.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
Welcome back as we get set for another Morehead State Women's Men's Ohio Valley Conference basketball doubleheader. the Eagles in Martin, Tennessee, to take on the Skyhawks of UT Martin today. And we're joined now by MSU associate head coach Jim Turgeon. As we mentioned in the game open, Coach Caleb Petrie unavailable today because of a one-game suspension. Jim, I guess when you put your to-do list together for this trip, pregame interview with the radio guy probably was not on there, was it?
No, I wasn't expecting that at all, and it's been a couple of years since I've had to do that, so very surprised.
But I guess you've been around the block. I was looking at your bio, and about 400 wins under your belt as a collegiate head coach, so this is not your first rodeo, right?
No, I've been blessed. I've been in between high school and college. I've been involved about 30 years, so. Yeah, I guess that just means I'm old.
Well, at least you're still in the game, so there's got to be some success there as well. Don't sell yourself short. Before we talk about the Martin game, let's look back to Thursday night. Just an incomparable, improbable comeback. Down by 17, you score 13 points in the first half and come back and win that game. Kind of take me back through the waning moments and the mood of the team as that unfolded at the end.
Well, as everybody knows, Little Rock's outstanding defensively, and we were really struggling for most of the game. And then, quite frankly, when Coach got her technical, like 30, I think it was 36 seconds into the third quarter, then we really started playing. We started really moving the basketball and had a little bit of success in the third quarter. And then in the fourth quarter, the difference was we were getting some stops, and then we were coming down and scoring the ball. We started moving the ball better, and yeah, I kind of pinched myself. I still don't not quite sure how we won that game, other than we kind of matched their toughness, and then we hit some shots. You know, we hit some shots in the fourth quarter, and of course the kids were just really, really excited after the game. Mm.
One word that comes to mind for me, and it even stems back to the game before, even though you came up short in quadruple overtime against EIU, but resolve. This team lately seems to be showing a lot of resolve.
Yeah, they do. I call it fight. I felt like I was like a heavyweight fight both those games, and we almost got knocked out in the first round in this Little Rock game, but we kept fighting, and then it was like a boxing match. It's like we were finally worn down, and we were able to have some knockout punches and win the game. So I was just really excited for the girls because they just keep fighting and fighting and fighting. Resilience or resolve, whatever you want to call it, they just this group just has that, and it's fun to watch.
Another tough task today, a Tennessee Martin team that they're a game behind you in the OVC standings, but a lot of talent. You've beaten them once already this season in probably easier fashion than a lot of people expected, but you can't take them lightly coming into their place.
Absolutely not. They're very talented. They're not very deep, but they are talented. I think even though we won that first game, after you go back and watch tapes, it was an ugly game. The final score was like 53-38, I think it was. And I think both teams can play much, much better than that. I think between us and UT Martin, we're definitely probably top three or four or five teams in the conference. So I expect a battle. They shoot the ball way much better at home. And their team really knows, they play really well together. They all know their roles. And they got a little bit of everything. They got some drivers. They got some shooters. They got a post player inside. So we'll definitely have our hands full.
All right. Jim, really appreciate you stepping in kind of on an emergency basis here. Hope everything goes well against Tennessee Martin.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much, Tom.
Okay. That's Coach Jim Turgeon. We'll be back with more after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
Driving with a cracked windshield is dangerous. Don't risk it. Do the right thing. Call Right Way Auto Glass in Moorhead. They're local, and you'll talk with a real person. Get same-day or next-day service with a lifetime workmanship warranty, and it's free with your full or comprehensive insurance. If you can't come to our shop on Bradley Avenue in Moorhead, we'll come to you. Get more details at rightwayautoglass.com, spelled RITEWAY, autoglass.com. Have your glass installed the right way.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. This is Lisa Kidd, Moorhead Area Operations Officer. I'm proud to call Moorhead home and love meeting my fellow Kentuckians. Community is at the heart of what we do, and I look forward to helping you along your financial journey. So stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whittaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Gateway Cycles at Mount Sterling has CF Moto side-by-sides built to fit any job, shed, or budget. The new U-Force lineup of hard-working machines feature the perfect model for your needs. Like the U-Force 600 series, perfect for any farm, cabin, or ranch. With a 580cc engine and powerful winch, you can't go wrong with this workhorse. How about the U-Force 1000 featuring a three-person bench? Take your family and friends on this one. No matter what U-Force machine you choose, you've got a work partner that can handle their own. Stop by Gateway Cycles in Mount Sterling, gatewaycycles.com.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Welcome back as we get set for Ohio Valley Conference basketball action. Moorhead State at Tennessee Martin today for a women's men's doubleheader. And we'll start with the women's game, and let's take a look at these two teams. Tennessee Martin 10-14 on the year, 7-6 in OVC competition. Losers of two straight, the Skyhawks fell to OVC leading Southern Indiana 73-67 Thursday night in their last contest. They start two guards and three forwards. The two guards are Kenley McCarn and Josie Story. McCarn, the point guard, a 5'11 redshirt freshman from Melbourne, Arkansas, leads the team with 16.6 points, along with 4.7 rebounds and three assists in outing. Story is a 5'10 sophomore from Mountain View, Arkansas, 5.5 points and 1.8 boards a game. Nora Clark, a wing, is a 6'1 freshman from Springfield, Missouri. She's also in double figures at 10.3 points and 3.5 rebounds in outing. Lexi Rubel, another forward, a 6'1 sophomore from Cape Girardeau, Missouri, 9.7.2 boards per outing. And Anaya Brown, a 6'1 sophomore from Lexington, Kentucky, out of Lafayette High School. She averages 14.3 markers and 8.5 rebounds a game. Kevin McMillan is in his 15th season at the UTM helm. He's 275 and 191 during that span. Moorhead State is 13-11 on the season with an 8-5 OVC ledger, good for a tie for second place. The Eagles came from 17 points down to win 50-47 at Little Rock on Thursday night. Today's starting lineup has Katie Novick at the point, a 5'9 senior from Grodno, Belarus, averaging 11 points, 4.5 rebounds, and 3.7 assists a game. Veronica Charles, the two guard, a 5'4 senior from Otukpo, Nigeria, 13.5 markers, just shy of 4 rebounds, 4.3 assists, and 2.6 steals a game. The three-guard, Melissa Sacchiaroli, a 5'10 junior from Sourges, France, 7.2 points and 1.8 rebounds on the average. And Haley Rhodes and Blessing King, the two forwards. Rhodes, a 5'11 sophomore from Keller, Texas, 10.5 points, 5 rebounds a game. And King, a 5'10 sophomore from Columbus, Ohio, at 5.5 points and 10 rebounds an outing. That's good for second in the OVC. Kayla Petrie, in her third season at the Eagle helm, she's 25-58, but as mentioned, it will be associate head coach Jim Turgeon in charge today as Kayla serves that one-game suspension. UT Martin leads the all-time series with MSU 31-30, but the Eagles have taken the last two meetings, including a convincing 56-38 win in Moorhead on January 18th. The officials today are Tracy Drake, Scott Klomfass, and Andreco Klein. We'll take one more break, come back and look at our keys, and get set for tip-off right after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
Your annual homecoming tailgate party was a rousing success. You caught up with your weird cousin Phil. You and your buddy Dave were crowned cornhole champions. Your famous potato salad drew rave reviews. The home team even won. But the best part was what didn't happen. You didn't drive home buzzed. You got a ride home from your cousin Phil, who may be weird, but also definitely sober. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers a variety of loans to cover your needs. Wanting to purchase a house or car, start a remodel or new construction? What about buying an ATV or a boat just for fun? We offer a variety of loans. Call or stop by today at one of our five banking centers for more information. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Morehead State and Tennessee Martin squaring off in OVC basketball this afternoon. Before we look at our keys to the game, let's pause for station identification. You're listening to Morehead State Basketball on the Eagle Sports Network.
You're in tune to Ivy, 96.3 FM, WIVY Morehead, the flagship station of Morehead State University Athletics.
Tom Lewis, along with my partner, Wes Holland. Wes, how are you today, sir?
I am doing fantastic on a gross, cold, snowy Saturday in Morehead, Kentucky.
Warm and toasty here in our broadcast booth, though, so that's a good thing. But should be a good basketball game today. Two teams just a game apart in the OVC standings. And you look at a lot of the major statistical categories, not a lot of difference. Little things could loom large because the margin today is razor thin.
Right. You're looking at points per game and opponent point per game for both of these teams being between 64 and 67. So a three-point margin between all four categories.
Wow.
Looking at, so very evenly matched, and that shows in the standings. Only one game, you know, separates them at this point. But for MSU, that means that they really need to lean into that philosophy of defense, rebound, and run. Right, and Coach Petrie loves to talk about it. But they need to run UT Martin short bench. They really play 90% plus of their minutes with their starting five. So run them, run them, run them. And defense, they held them 38 here. Martin shoots 44% from the field, 34% from three. So that looks like an anomaly. So you're really going to have to buckle down on defense today, keep that score down. And then rebounding. We saw it with Little Rock. You cannot give up those offensive rebounds and easy buckets. That is not in a game where you've got a slim margin. That is not going to be something you can afford to do if you're MSU.
Exactly. We talked about the short bench for Tennessee Martin. I was looking at some numbers, and the Skyhawks come into this game with five players in OVC play averaging 30-plus minutes a game, including three who average at least 37.5 minutes a game. That is a huge amount of the workload for just five players.
Yes, and a reminder, folks, there's only 40 minutes in a game.
Yes.
So 37 is taking almost no break whatsoever.
So we'll see if fatigue possibly becomes a factor, and that run key that you talked about for Morehead State, hopefully wearing these Skyhawks down, because they're awfully good if you let them get up on you early.
And it means the opposite is true on Martin's side,
yeah.
Right? They've got to be controlled and patient. And they've got to take advantage of what the MSU defense can give up. Despite being such a good defensive team, they give up some back doors. They give up some isolation one-on-ones. And they've got UT Martin has plenty of players that can handle those one-on-one isolations like that. That's a very important piece to this game for them, is to keep it controlled, keep it slow.
Looking at some of the keys on the TV graphics, and they seem to be echoing what we were talking about a bit. So hopefully great minds think alike, and that's how things will play out here. They'll be playing at the Elam Center in Martin, Tennessee on Pat Summitt Court. And, of course, if you're a women's basketball fan, you probably have heard the name Pat Summitt. And so in honor of her, we will have our opening tip, and it's UT Martin with the basketball, wearing the home whites with navy blue letters and the navy blue and orange trim. Morehead State in the road blues with yellow numbers and yellow and white trim. It's Josie Story with the basketball, rotating around the top of the key, hands it off to Lexi Rubel. She's in the lane, working man-to-man against Haley Rhodes, and a three-second violation as Haley just would not let Rubel get a step on her to get around her for a shot.
Great defense, but did you see that spacing? They're thinking along the same lines. Mm-hmm. They had the entire floor spaced out. That way you can't get much help, D, if you're MSU.
Eagles with the basketball for the first time today. Charles on the left wing. Looks like a zone defense being flashed by UTM. It's now Katie Novick. Skip pass to Charles on the left side. Step back jumper near the left baseline, way too strong, and the rebound taken down by Nora Clark.
Until the Eagles show that they can hit that outside shot in the OVC play, we're probably going to see a lot of zone defense against them.
More than likely. UT Martin took its sweet time working it into the front court, content to make this a slow and as unphysical run-style game as they can. Rubel hands it off to McCarn on the left wing. Spin move against Charles. Pull-up jumper from 12. No good. Rebound tapped out to Haley Rhodes near the left elbow. She gives it off to Novick to come into the front court. Now to Charles. Back to Novick between the circles. Gets it to Blessing King on the low block. Goes up and over Anaya Brown, but can't get the shot to go. And Brown, the strong rebound for UT Martin. Brown and King, two of the best rebounders in the OVC.
And both teams so far keeping it one and done on the defensive end.
Josie Story out top to Lexi Rubel. She'll get it to Nora Clark near the left hash, guarded on the perimeter by Seki Aroli. Now out to McCarn. Comes around a screen, passes to Brown on the left point. She'll take it into the lane, has it back tapped away from her by Veronica Charles, and last touched by Brown, and it will go to Morehead State. First, make it the second turnover of the game on the Skyhawks as Katie Novick dribbles into the front court. Cross-court pass to Charles out high left. All back over to Novick, but read beautifully by Clark. Jumps the passing lane and goes uncontested the other way for the lay-in. And at the 7:52 mark, it's UT Martin with the first 2 points of the game.
And we wouldn't call that running. That was pretty much just a breakaway
off
of the steal.
Yes, more of a light jog, but she read that beautifully defensively. Seki Aroli, cross-court pass into the far corner to Novick. Back out to Seki Aroli. Thought about the three. Instead, attempts the pass to Blessing King. But again, Story read it and comes away with the steal.
Wow, I don't know what's going on. They're tossing these lob passes up there. I mean, straight up in the air.
Martin, not a tremendous defensive team, but they do average 9 steals a game. Brown on the low block. Works against King. Up and under move. Reverse layup. No good, and King clears the boards to Charles. Tries to throw over the defense, but Lexi Rubel got back and deflected the ball out of bounds.
One-arm baseball pass. That was not a lollipop.
No, it was not. A little more impressive than Kayla Petrie's towel toss that got her the technical foul the other night at Little Rock.
Me, Charles needs to give her lessons.
Yeah. Novick into the near corner to Seki Aroli. Now out to Charles, high left. Takes it to the top of the key and bounce pass to Novick on the far side, working against Rubel. Takes it to the right elbow, kicks to Seki Aroli, catch and shoot three is an air ball. And from the backside, Nora Clark will track down the floor rebound.
Looks like a bit of another one of those low, rushed releases by Mel on that one.
Kenley McCarn underhands it to Story, who hands it off to Rubel. She'll take it to the right side of the lane, kicks to McCarn for a three-pointer, and she cans it. It's 5-0 Tennessee Martin. Under 6.5 to play in the opening quarter. So just like the other night at Little Rock, Morehead State off to a slow first quarter offensive start. Charles in the near corner. Passes out to Novick into the lane. Floats it up. It crawls over the rim and through. And Morehead State finally on the board. It's 5-2 with 6:06 to play in the first quarter.
Threw a little bit of contact there for Katie Novick as well.
Story across the line. One-handed pass to Josie Story, gets it to Rubel in the lane against Haley Rhodes, trying a fadeaway jumper, but deflected by Rhodes and out of bounds on the baseline. Morehead State will continue to defend as the Skyhawks keep possession.
And Coach McMillan has got to love the way this is going so far.
Yep, definitely the type of game he would want. Skyhawks have a little trouble getting it inbounds, finally floated out top to Clark on the left side. To Story. Entry pass on the bounce is taken away by Veronica Charles. The other way, two on one, gives it off to Novick. She can't hit the layup. And Brown the rebound. Missed opportunity for Morehead State there on the fast break.
It's a bugaboo we've seen all season, Tom. Is that finishing on the layup?
McCarn out to Story, back to McCarn on the right wing. She'll dribble it back up the arc, gives to Clark. Fakes the three-pointer, takes it into the lane. Pull-up jumper from 14 is good. 7-2, Martin. Charles quickly into the front court. Passes out of a double team at the elbow to Skylar Barnes, now on the floor for Morehead State. Out to Novick. Back to Barnes on the left wing. Bounce pass near the corner to Charles. Fakes the shot. Penetrates. Kicks to Novick for a three. Off the front of the iron. No. And Blessing King, the offensive rebound. To Charles. Back to Novick. To Rhodes in the middle of that Skyhawk zone. She'll penetrate. Lay it up and through.
Boy, that's one way to eat that zone up, is get that ball right in that space in the middle where you don't have a defender easily accessible.
Exactly. 7-4. UT Martin the lead and the ball. Rubel kicks to Story. A right wing three. Crawls across the rim. No good. King, another rebound for Morehead State. She already has three boards in this game. Barnes out to Charles. Now to Rhodes at the free throw line. Drives the lane. Scoops with the left hand. Too strong. But the putback by Blessing King on the money. Back to a one-point game now. 7-6 UTM with 4:14 to play in the opening quarter.
I think she has to lead the OVC in Rodman points.
Yeah.
Those points you get just right at the rim off of the offensive rebounds.
Clark to Brown. Low block extended left side. Backing in against King. Goes up over her. Misses the bunny jumper. And Charles, after the rebound, comes the other way in a hurry. To Haley Rhodes, takes it into the lane. She's called for an offensive foul as she runs over Josie Story. And that will take us to immediate timeout. 3:51 to play, quarter number one in Martin. It's the Skyhawks of UTM leading the Eagles of MSU 7-6 here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Now at Hardee's, two hand-breaded chicken tender wraps are only $5. Mix and match your favorite flavors like buttermilk ranch, honey mustard, and spicy. Endless combinations start with two warm tortillas, each filled with 100% white meat, juicy on the inside, crispy on the outside, hand-breaded chicken tenders. Any two wraps, now just $5. Hardee's, goodness in the making. These items only. Price and participation may vary. Tax not included. Visit restaurant for details.
Go-To Solutions and Line X of Moorhead is your one-stop shop for auto accessories and Line X spray-in bedliners. They can help you stop rust and corrosion on your vehicle with Value Guard rust proofing and undercoating that provides a superior solution to protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion caused by weather and winter road treatments. Go-To Solutions and Line X of Moorhead is now offering new services performed by trained technicians such as top brand wheels and tires, the latest technology for mounting tires without damaging your wheels, road force balancing equipment to eliminate vibrations, brakes, shocks and struts, custom exhaust and suspensions. Machining, fabrication, and engineering also provided. They're located at 25 Park Drive, Moorhead, Kentucky, just off Interstate 64 at the Farmer Sharkey exit 133. You can call 606-784-1155. They offer a military discount with valid ID. Go-To Solutions in Line X and Moorhead, located just off I-64 exit 133 in the industrial park.
It's time for your annual insurance checkup. Are you prepared? We at the Porter Group Insurance Agency are here to help you with life insurance, cancer plans, hospital copays, and many more. We are your local insurance agency for all your life and health insurance needs. Call us today at 606-780-1387. Again, that is 606-780-1387.
7-6, UT Martin leading Morehead State at the 3:51 mark of quarter number one in the women's half of today's OVC women's men's basketball doubleheader. Tom Lewis along with Wes Holland. Good grief. Oh, my gosh. Got to wake up.
He's flummoxed, folks. Yep. You know, anytime you hear us coming back from the break and we're laughing over the intro, yeah, you know it's been a good break. Yeah. You know?
Your thoughts so far, about as tightly fought as we thought it would be coming in.
I was going to say, I think this is pretty much par for the course. This is what we expected. Yeah, really, you've got one extra field goal attempt by MSU because they've gotten one extra offensive rebound. That's the only extra possession in the game so far. Both of them shooting mid-30s. These are two really evenly matched teams. Yeah. We may have us another cardiac event on our hands today. We could do without these.
Really? Morehead State looked like they were going to flash some extended defensive pressure, but they'll settle back into the half court. Brown with the basketball for Martin. Gets it to Love Mays on the floor for UTM. Lexi Rubel trying to get it down low to Brown, but overshot the intended target, out of bounds baseline, Morehead State basketball.
She had to lose control of that. That was a terrible entry pass, I think.
Michaela Hall on the floor for Morehead State for the first time today. Been a starter of late, but off the bench today. Charles against that UT Martin zone to Novick in the middle of the zone. Nice cut by Barnes. The pass to her, but not a good shot by Barnes as it went over the rim. No good. Tapped out of bounds. Morehead State will keep it.
More of those point-blank opportunities that you just got to put home.
Shot clock resets to 20 as Barnes inbounds to Hall, who gets it out to Novick on the left wing. Barnes comes out to take it straight away. Back to Novick now on the right wing, working against Clark. Tries to get around her, does so. Floater high off the glass is good, and Morehead State takes its first lead of the day, 8-7, as we approach 3 minutes to play in the first quarter.
Good high arc over the defensive extension there.
McCarn will float to the left side of the arc, guarded closely by Charles. Lost the handle, tracks it back down out near midcourt, and gets it to Love Mays. She'll drive into the top of the lane, kicks it back out to Rubel. Nearly had her pocket picked by Barnes, but gets it to Mays, who penetrates off the left angle and scores off the glass. 9-8 UTM.
Oh, that gamble on the steal got him on that one.
Morehead State quickly in the front court, but Martin got back very well defensively. Haley Rhodes, high right, takes it near the top of the key, kicks to Charles into the near corner and out of Barnes. Tries to drive baseline, cut off by Mays, and passes out top to Novick. She finds Hall on the low block, has the ball stripped out of her hands by Love Mays before she could go up with it. It's out of bounds. Morehead State keeps it, but only 7 on the shot clock.
And V. Charles making the gesture not to pull the ball down whenever you get it. Michaela, keep that ball high.
Matilda Soderlund checks in for Morehead State, the three-point specialist. Shares the team lead and made three-pointers with 35, along with Novick and Charles. Novick kicks far side to Soderlund, but Katie called for a travel in the lane before she could get rid of the ball. So MSU now with 4 turnovers in the early going.
I feel like when I watch these games, I need to pay a lot more attention to their feet. The OVC officials have been really, really tight on those catch and moves.
Here come the Skyhawks. It's McCarn to Brown on the left wing. Bounce pass down low to Clark. Backs in against Paris McBride. Goes up over McBride. Misses the shot off the glass and the rim. But the rebound to Tori Rubel. Out to Kinley McCarn. Now Love Mays on the right point. Gives it up to Brown. Left point. Takes it into the lane. Scoops it up off the window and through. And back to a three-point Martin advantage with 1.5 minutes to play in the opening quarter.
Oh, it's a shame. They waste such a great defensive possession with Paris McBride guarding the much taller player there. Gave up the offensive rebound.
Haley Rhodes out to McBride, high right, kicks it across to Matilda Soderlund. One bounce and has her pass to Hall, taken away by Love Mays. Mays will come across midcourt, splitting the Skyhawk logo along the way, and hands it to McCarn, a right wing three, splash. And just like that, Tennessee Martin, a 7-0 run to take a 14-8 lead with 1 minute to play in the first. McBride across midcourt, high right. The ball taken away from her by Brown. Another Morehead State turnover. Now Mays kicks cross court to Clark. Wide open three. Got it. But it looks like that may be wiped out by a foul away from the shot. A break for Morehead State.
Boy,
Love Mays called for the offensive foul. And it did come before the shot, so no basket.
Phew. They definitely dodged that ball. That was a wide open three on the wing.
That would have been 10 straight unanswered points for the Skyhawks. As it stands, it's still a 7-0 run, but Morehead State on a 242 scoring drought right now. Paris McBride, bounce pass out to Haley Rhodes. Over to McBride, high right, right back to Rhodes. She'll penetrate, pull up jumper left of the lane, too strong. Rebound tapped to Tori Rubel. She'll give it to Mays to bring it up the court. Comes through the center circle where she's picked up by Soderlund. 16 to play in the quarter. And it looks like the Skyhawks will play for the last shot. As with 7 seconds to go, Mays still in the center circle. Finally moves to the right of the lane, kicks it across to Brown. Got it to Rubel, Tori Rubel, but her three-point try is blocked by Morehead State, and that's how the first quarter comes to an end. 10 minutes in the books at the Elam Center in Martin, Tennessee. And it's the Skyhawks of UTM leading MSU 14-8. We'll be back with our second quarter right after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
Hothead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Moorhead, is the official hair salon of Moorhead State Athletics. Men, women, and children. Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-HOTT. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hothead Salon in Moorhead. Like them on Facebook.
Every sandwich has bread, every burger has a bun, but these warm, golden, smooth steam buns, these are special. Reserved for the very best. The Filet-O-Fish and you.
Right now, get two crispy Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for just $6, but only for a limited time at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Single item at regular price cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
When it comes to building, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead is the place to start. We can help in every phase of your project from the ground up. Big Four has the lumber, trusses, and the metal or shingles you'll need too. In other words, bring those plans to us and we'll make that plan happen. From the kitchen cabinets to windows and doors, it's Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead, helping Rowan and surrounding counties to build their dreams for over 45 years. Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Moorhead. Ace is the helpful place.
We don't have a yellow brick road to follow, but we're still easy to find here off the beaten path in Moorhead and Rowland County, Kentucky. Go to visitmoorhead.com and plan your getaway to this land of towering rock formations, of a giant lake with 40-pound fish and great sailing, of more than 100 miles of happy trails, of art galleries and museums, and of friendly folks who serve great food and drink and always make you feel welcome.
Ready for the second quarter at the Elam Center in Martin, Tennessee. UT Martin leading Moorhead State 14-8 in women's basketball action. I'm Tom Lewis. He's Wes Holland. And Wes, Moorhead State a bit sloppy, especially there in the latter stages of that first quarter. Need to do a better job with their passing, making crisper passes and just seemed a little hesitant at times.
Exactly. It wasn't that they were doing anything particularly wrong or crazy. It was just they were light passes, lollipop passes. You know, one of them came off of just a bad dribble. I mean, just really, really simple things that they've got to clean up, because you can't have six turnovers in a quarter.
No.
In a game that has this slim of a margin.
Right.
That's the big deal.
Eagles led 8-7, and then Martin closed that first quarter with a 7-0 run. Moorhead State basketball starting the second quarter. Charles passes out of the near corner to Haley Rhodes, and the offensive end to our left finds Seki Aroli wide open underneath. Reverse layup, bounces around, and finally goes through the cylinder. 14-10, UT Martin.
Mel contorted herself so hard to get that shot in, she fell down herself.
Lexi Rubel floats it in to Brown. Got it over the outstretched arms of King. But then Seki Aroli, with the help defense, forces Brown to travel. Nice low post defensive adjustment there by MSU with the help side defense. And Brown, I think, was caught unawares and turns it over.
Oh, that's a big time switch right there.
Haley Rhodes cross court to Novick out high left. Skip pass over to Seki Aroli. Now to Haley Rhodes, out to Novick, around to Charles. Left side three off the rim, no good. And Lexi Rubel, another rebound for UT Martin. Gets it to Kenley McCarn. Back to Rubel, high left to Clark. She'll drive into the lane, high off the glass, no good. But she's fouled by Blessing King, and Nora Clark will go to the free throw line for a couple.
Oh, boy, I'd love to see a replay on that one.
And you're about to, it looks like.
What?
Oh, my.
All right. Blessing got smacked in the face, but...
Yeah, Clark actually released the ball with her left hand and then stuck her forearm out and actually made the contact with King. But it's Clark at the free throw line. And she misses the first, makes the second. It's 15-10, Tennessee Martin. Rhodes finds Seki Aroli in the near corner, and she travels.
Again, should I just stop watching the ball and watch the feet, Tom? I just go start staring at everybody's feet for the rest of this game.
Seven turnovers now by Morehead State. And Tennessee Martin will get the basketball up five. 8:42 to play in the first half. McCarn splits the Skyhawk logo, passes left wing to Clark. She'll kick it across, to Story, who kicks it across to Clark. Floater from the right angle, no good. Morehead State rebound. Here comes Charles up the left side of the floor, rotates top of the key, gives it to Haley Rhodes there. Hesitates, takes it into the lane, finds King on the low block, high off the glass and through. Blessing King with 4 points to go with four rebounds, and it cuts the UTM advantage to three.
It's amazing to me how different this team looks when King is on the floor.
Yeah.
She changes both ends of the court in a lot of ways.
McCarn has the ball tapped away by Charles, who comes up with a steal, one-on-one the other way. Puts it up, no good. Novick there for the follow, but I think they got McCarn for a foul on Charles, and that should put V at the line. And it does. And a good call as we look at the replay as she got Charles on the forearm. So Veronica Charles, an 82% free throw shooter, her first trip to the stripe so far today. First one in the air, rolls and rolls and finally goes.
You knew that was a good call because McCarn did not even make a funny face.
No.
As soon as it was called, she did not contest. There was nothing.
Charles, the first time these two teams met, had 17 points, 6 assists. Gets the second free throw to fall. Gets her 2 points today and pulls the Eagles back within one. 7:50 to play in the second quarter. Story to Clark. Bounce pass kicked away by Secchi Aroli out of bounds, and so Martin will have the basketball with 20 on the shot clock.
One thing Martin's doing incredibly well is the balance of the floor. They are keeping great spacing, and they're not overloading to a strong or a weak side.
Inbounds floated into Clark, high left, out to Story, now around to McCarn. Bounce pass to the low block to Brown, guarded closely by King. Now double-teamed, but finds Lexi Rubel wide open, cutting from the backside, and Rubel lays it up and in. 17-14, Martin. Charles gives it up to Rhodes, high right, over to Secchi Aroli. Cross court to Charles, now out to Haley Rhodes. Crossover dribble, kicks it near corner to Novick. Back out to Secchi Aroli. 10 to shoot as she gets it to Rhodes. Over to Charles. Fakes the three. Steps inside the arc and hits the pull-up jumper from about 17.
Boy, she loves that ball fake. Two-step in for a jumper. She's so good at those.
17-16, Martin. Just under 7 minutes to play in the first half. McCarn gives it to the curling Lexi Rubel, who finds Story on the right wing. Fakes the jumper. Takes it into the lane. Her floater rolls but won't go. And King, another rebound for Morehead State. Tried to get it ahead to Secchi Aroli. Knocked out of her hands by Story, out of bounds, and Morehead State will keep it.
The degree of difficulty on that pass was like a 9.5 out of 10. I cannot believe that got through.
I don't know that Secchi Aroli could have done much. She was so far under the backboard. But, it was an impressive pass even to find the target. Novick, high left, finds the cutting King. Reverse layup is good. And Morehead State goes back up by one, 18-17. Here comes McCarn through the center circle, picked up by Charles. Passes to Clark on the right wing. Secchi Aroli in her face on the perimeter. Out to McCarn straight away. Charles right in front of her. Now to Lexi Rubel. To Story, thought about the three, instead takes a couple of steps to her left, fires the three from there, and finds the bottom of the net, 20-18, UT Martin.
And a completely different offensive set that time.
Yep.
That was a five out.
Charles with the basketball. Far side to Secchi Aroli, back out to Rhodes, now to Charles, high left, splits defenders, runner off the glass, too strong, and the rebound deflected to Brown of UT Martin.
But they're doing a good job trying to keep this MSU defense off balance and showing them a lot of different looks.
Story to McCarn on the left wing. Bounce pass down to the low block to Brown. Out to Rubel. Catch and shoot three by the southpaw. Rattles home. And UT Martin now a 6-0 run on back-to-back triples. 23-18 Skyhawks. Sacchiaroli in the near corner. Bounce pass to Rhodes. Out of that zone, gets it out to Novick. Over to Charles. Wide open for a right wing three. It's off the neck of the iron. No. Rebound volleyed around and finally corralled by Brown. Brown with four rebounds. Morehead State's King with five. Story pounds the left-handed dribble. Make that McCarn, who gets it to Story now. Over to Clark on the left wing. Pass kicked out of bounds by Sekiaroli, showing her soccer skills. And we've got a timeout on the floor. 4:47 left to play in the first half at the Elam Center in Martin. It's the Skyhawks 23, the Eagles 18. We'll be back after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Morehead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
In this world of constant updates, downloads, apps, and smartphones, it's a relief to find simple, easy, basic solutions. My name is Mitch Terrell with First Federal Savings and Loan, and we've been keeping things simple since 1963. With one-on-one interaction, we streamline your lending and savings needs. Come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Morehead, or call us at 784-4187 and be a part of our local experience. First Federal Savings and Loan. Simple, easy, basic solutions. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Driving with a cracked windshield is dangerous. Don't risk it. Do the right thing. Call Right Way Auto Glass in Morehead. They're local, and you'll talk with a real person. Get same day or next day service with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And it's free with your full or comprehensive insurance. If you can't come to our shop on Bradley Avenue in Morehead, we'll come to you. Get more details at rightwayautoglass.com. Spelled R-I-T-E-W-A-Y, autoglass.com. Have your glass installed the right way.
We'd like to invite you to Hinton Mills' 41st Annual Seed Day Sale, February the 19th through the 24th, at all six Hinton Mills locations. It's our biggest sale of the year on hay and pasture seed, fencing, baler twine and wrap, high mag products, oil, hydraulic fluid, and more. We'll be having a special lunch event on Monday, February the 19th at our Maeslick Mill location. $5 a plate, and it's a fundraiser for the Mason County FFA. Special guests will include Ag Commissioner Jonathan Schell, Miss Kentucky, and others. We hope to see you at our big sale, Seed Days, starting Monday, February the 19th.
23-18, Tennessee Martin leading Morehead State, 4:47 to play in the first half at the Elam Center in Martin, Tennessee. Tom Lewis and Wes Holland with you. Don't forget the Morehead State men will be in action this afternoon as well against the Skyhawks. That game will tip off at about 4:30. Chuck Moraz and Dean Harden will have the call for you on the Eagle Sports Network. West, Morehead State staying right with the Skyhawks, but Morehead State a couple of times has grabbed that very slim lead, and then Skyhawks had an answer with a fairly significant run.
They have, and I mean, I know this isn't American football, but it's been a game of inches.
Yeah.
Yeah, even those last two threes, we were just talking to Matt Schabert here, but those last two threes, one was a missed switch, and one of them was just not rotating.
Skyhawks have the basketball. Lexi Rubel got around her defender, but her scoop shot dances off the back of the iron and won't go. Haley Rhodes the rebound. Ahead to Charles, back to Rhodes. Now to Paris McBride, standing in the OVC logo out high left at the Elam Center. Looks like the Skyhawks sticking with that zone defense, but it kind of morphs at times. Hard to tell exactly what type of zone it is. McBride got a step on her defender, but her floater to the right side is going to rim out, no good, and the rebound tapped out of bounds, last touched by Morehead State. So UTM will have it to come 94 feet. Morehead State looks like they may defend the defensive pressure, but as they did earlier, they'll make it relatively token. As Lexi Rubel crosses midcourt against Haley Rhodes, gets it to Brown. Bounce pass, low block, extended to Clark. Out to Rubel. Tries to spin in against Rhodes, kicks it out to McCarn. She gets around Charles, but picked up beautifully by Blessing King, who swats the ball away, gets it to Charles. Got around her defender, and in transition, Veronica high off the glass and through. Give V 6 points, and it's back to a three-point ball game.
V against all y'all on that one. 3-on-1.
Brown to Rubel. Driving in against Rhodes. Takes it into the lane. Scoops it up with the left hand. It rolls and falls. 25-20, Tennessee Martin. 3:20 to play in the second quarter. Paris McBride, high right. Call signals for Morehead State. Floats it to Rhodes. She'll try to get it to King down low. Deflected. Then King got it and laid it up and in. Nearly taken away by Rubel, but King was able to pull the ball away and get it up and through from the left side of the rim. McCarn gives it up to Clark on the right wing. Back to McCarn. Dribbles up the arc to the right, being harassed by Charles defensively. Gets it to Rubel on the left wing. Angles into the lane against Rhodes. Tried the scoop shot, but it won't go. But Haley Rhodes called for the personal foul.
Rubel threw this much of the game has been the real problem for MSU. I think a lot of that comes down to they run that three forward lineup. They've got really good size. MSU, not a big team. Hard for them to put three bodies big enough to guard three of those forwards.
Yep. Rubel at the line. The lefty misses on the first attempt as it rattles off the rim. So it stays a three-point ball game, 25-22 with 2:43 to play. Rubel's second freebie right on the money. So it increases the Skyhawk advantage to four as McBride dribbles into the front court for Morehead State. Bounce pass out to Novick, high left. Back to McBride. To Novick at the left elbow. She'll take it into the lane. Misses the scoop shot high off the glass. And Rubel slashes in for the rebound. Gives it up to McCarn, who works it up the left side and then floats back out near the center circle. Keeps that right-handed dribble. Bounce pass to Brown to the left of the key. To the curling Clark. Now to Lexi Rubel on the left, or right point, rather. Gets it underneath to Brown. Missed the shot. It may have been partially blocked, but Paris McBride will pick up the foul trying to offer some weak side help.
That's a good call. She was a little late on that one.
So Anaya Brown out of Lexington will go to the free throw line. She had 6 points, six rebounds, and two steals the first time these two teams met a month ago. Pushes the first one up and through. 27-22 Martin. Just over 2 minutes to play in the first half.
Pretty clean game so far, though. Six fouls total between the two teams.
Second free throw right on the money. And a six-point Skyhawk lead. McBride will run the point for Morehead State. Brings it into the front court. Stops top of the key. Gets it to Novick on the left wing. Back out to McBride. One dribble. Bounce pass to Novick at the top of the lane. Kicks it over to Soderlund. Her three-point try off the front of the rim, but the rebound caroms all the way out to Novick. Across to Soderlund. Now to McBride. Bounce pass to Novick. Top of the key to Soderlund. Out to McBride. Long three-pointer. Too strong. Rebound being tapped around. Still hasn't been claimed. Finally, Blessing King comes up with it. Out to Soderlund, to McBride, to Novick, back over to Soderlund, to McBride straight away, to Novick left wing. She'll try a three. Got it!
Third time's a charm.
Yeah. Great ball movement by Morehead State on that possession, and the Skyhawk lead back to three, 28-25.
It's not often you can say all 10 players on the floor touched it on possession.
Soderlund just got called for a personal foul as Josie Story penetrated. And Story will go to the free throw line. Good call.
She knew it too.
Yep. Josie Story had 5 points and a couple of rebounds the first time these two teams met. Cans the first of two free throws here. A couple of nights ago, Story equaled her career high with 20 points against Southern Indiana. She also had 20 against Southern Indiana the first time those two teams met this season. It's a 29-25 ball game. Morehead State ball. Soderlund's three-pointer near the right corner. Dances off the rim too strong. And Kinley McCarn the rebound for UTM. Under a minute to play in the first half at the Elam Center. McCarn asks for Clark to come out to get the ball. She does. Now to Rubel. Gets it down to McCarn on the low block. Turnaround jumper, no good. And a whistle. And it looks like McCarn will be called for the foul. Wasn't sure if they were just going to say out of bounds, Morehead State, but they decided McCarn had enough body contact with Charles to warrant the personal foul.
When UT Martin thought they had a big advantage right there, yep, in the post with McCarn on Charles.
43.8 seconds to play in the first half as Charles has the basketball out top for Morehead State. Takes it to the top of the key, kicks to Soderlund, right wing three. A little too strong, no good, and the rebound by Clark. Good look. Morehead State was trying to go quick, trying to get two for one there, but couldn't quite get the shot to fall. Story has the basketball. She'll dribble out into the center circle, run some clock. About a four-second difference between shot and game clock. 7 seconds to shoot. Story tries to work in against Soderlund. Behind the back dribble, kicks to Brown. Three-pointer, left wing, crawls across the rim, no good. Here's Novick with the ball. Three-quarter court heave, way too short. And that's how the first half comes to an end. Elam Center basketball on the campus of Tennessee Martin. And the homestanding Skyhawks will go to the locker room, leading Morehead State 29-25. Back with our halftime festivities right after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
Hungry? Stop by Giovanni's in Morehead, 700 East Main Street. They feature classic and premium pizzas, pasta and salads, classic and premium subs, calzones, traditional and boneless chicken wings, and a wide range of sides, including breadsticks. There's lunch specials, too. Stop by for lunch or dinner, dine in or take out. Call 606-755-2100, order online at giovannispizzapower.com, or use the drive-thru with the new Giovanni's, 700 East Main Street, Morehead.
You've heard the term buy local. How about play local? When you play Keno and other games from the Kentucky Lottery, your dollars are going directly to fund scholarships and grants for Kentucky students. Play Keno anywhere Kentucky Lottery is sold. Convenience stores, bars, on your laptop, or on your mobile device. Visit kylottery.com to play Keno online or go to your favorite Kentucky Lottery retailer. Please play local. Have fun and help Kentucky students too. Play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you, or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals, so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Calling all Eagle family members. It's time to get your brand new Eagle Family Sports Pass. Immediate family members of current MSU students can get general admission to each and every Morehead State University home athletic event for just $40 per person. That's it. No strings attached. You and your family can enjoy every Morehead State home athletic event all year long for only $40 per person. All the details are available on MSUEagles.com.
Welcome back, Morehead State and Tennessee Martin at halftime. In Martin, Tennessee, the homestanding Skyhawks with a 29-25 lead at the break. Tom Lewis and Wes Holland with you. Wes, Morehead State down by four, but as we expected in our pregame keys, this has been a razor-thin game in terms of the statistical comparisons. Just a couple of little keys here and there making the difference, and we said the little things may add up and loom large in this one.
Absolutely, and you're looking at, you know, Morehead State has five more field goals off of three extra possessions. I mean, everything else is incredibly close. Turnover, 7-7. We talked about that beforehand. Rebounds, 12-12. We talked about that one before the game. Fast break points, 4-5. I mean, everything is just right there in the range, except for Martin is blistering from the outside. 4-7, while MSU is 1-9. Yeah, there's a three-point difference right there if those are twos instead of threes.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And we got a four-point game. So yeah, this is, even though it's 4 points, this is about as close as you can get.
Absolutely. Again, 29-25, your halftime score, Tennessee Martin over Morehead State. We'll take a break, come back with our MSU halftime segment, and then after that we'll have a little closer look at some of our halftime stats and scoring as we continue here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Every sandwich has bread, every burger has a bun, but these warm, golden, smooth steam buns, these are special. Reserved for the very best. The Filet-O-Fish and you.
Right now, get two crispy Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for just $6, but only for a limited time at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Single item at regular price cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
Smart food shoppers know quality, convenience, and value, and that's what you'll always find when shopping at Allen's IGA. Fresh USDA store ground beef from Round is only $4.59 a pound. 2 pounds of fresh strawberries are just $5. And the 14-ounce carton of Häagen-Dazs ice cream is only $4. Don't miss these specially priced grocery items at Allen's IGA, downtown Moorhead. Visit Allen's website for money-saving coupons. IGA.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at major brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Surprise the one you love with the gift of jewelry from Bypass Pawn in Moorhead. Bypass Pawn has a large selection of jewelry without the big price tag. Stop by and take a look today. If jewelry's not what you need, then pick from the region's largest selection of guns, knives, flat-screen TVs, game systems, and games. Whatever you're looking for, odds are that Bypass Pawn has it. Bypass Pawn, 897 Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead, voted the region's number one pawn shop.
This is Moorhead State Today. I'm Samantha Morrill. I'm joined by Dr. Roma Prindle, founder and director of OperaWorks at MSU. Roma, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So, OperaWorks has been around for 30 years. You are the founder. Can you tell us a little bit first about what the need was that you saw across campus that this fills?
Yeah. When I came here, there was no ensemble or opportunity for voice majors to do stage work like musicals and operas. And so I got right to work and got that going the first year.
This gives students, I'm sure, so many opportunities, cultural experiences. What is the benefit to them?
Well, singing in an opera or even a music theater production requires a lot more from each person than they might normally be responsible for in like a choir or other ensemble like that. It's a lot of it is solo singing. Mm. It's all from memory. And you can't just stand there and sing. You have to bring a character to what you're doing on stage. And so that really stretches a young person to get into that aspect of the music that they might not normally need to do.
Are these fully realized operas with costumes? And like, what's the experience of viewing one?
Yeah, we have a very, very small or non-budget. We pretty much furnish our own costumes. We make very tiny sets. We've done many different kinds of productions. Last fall, we sang over in the Space Science Center, and there's no room for anything but just standing and singing there. Mm-hmm. But our scenery was the universe.
So if anybody wants to catch some of these opera performances, do you do end of semester showcases, stuff like that?
Well, this semester we're doing a couple shows. We're doing one in March up at Jesus Our Savior Catholic Church, and it's going to be more of a kind of an elegant evening, and that's in thanks for them giving us a place to perform last year when there was, if you remember, March 3rd, the storm that tore through this part of the country. Mm. We couldn't perform in Baird, so we performed up there, and so we're thanking them again for that venue. Then at the end of this semester, we're going to do an operetta, Trial by Jury, and it will be our first full production since right around COVID time, yeah.
Hmm. And what do the students tell you about performing in this kind of way? I don't think there's many opportunities outside of your program to do that in this region, right?
Not that I know of. There are musicals that they can perform in, but the closest opera I know, it might be in Lexington or maybe over in Huntington. Marshall University, I think, does some once in a while. But we've done full productions, like we did The Magic Flute.
Yeah.
And in fact, that was double cast. We've done La Boheme. We've done lots of Gilbert and Sullivan, you know, Pirates of Penzance, and HMS Pinafore. And that's really one of my favorites is Gilbert and Sullivan. So, yeah, we've done all kinds of stuff.
And where can people find more information?
Well, they can email me or at, you know, r.prindle@moorheadstate.edu. Or give me a call or stop by.
All right. Well, Dr. Prindle, thank you so much for being here today.
Happy to be here.
This has been Moorhead State Today. I'm Samantha Morrill with our guest, Dr. Roma Prindle, founder and director of Opera Works at MSU. Moorhead State Today is a production of Moorhead State University, produced in the studios of WMKY, Moorhead State Public Radio.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday. Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
You may have been born to be wild, but you weren't born to be dead from a needless motorcycle crash. So when you're even just a little impaired, you do not get your motor running. You do not head out on the highway. What you do is get a ride from a sober friend, a taxi or rideshare service, or public transportation. Because you may be looking for adventure, but you're not looking for trouble. Please ride sober. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers totally free checking for business and personal. Open your account online at www.tcbanytime.com or stop by any of our five banking locations to get your totally free account open today. The Citizens Bank, with totally free checking for everyone and a free gift. Member FDIC.
The views are breathtaking. The experience is hands-on. The instruction is personal. The programs are nationally ranked. The atmosphere is welcoming. It's all here. All in one unique place. At Moorhead State University. All to help you soar higher.
Martin, Tennessee. Tennessee Martin leading Moorhead State 29-25 in Ohio Valley Conference women's basketball action. I'm Tom Lewis along with Wes Holland. Let's take a look at some of your halftime numbers. Tennessee Martin 10 of 23 from the field, 43%. Probably the biggest difference in the game right now is three-point shooting, where UTM is 4 of 7, 57%. And 5 of 8 from the charity stripe, 63%. Moorhead State 11 of 28 overall, 39%, but only 1 of 9 from outside the arc, 11%, and a perfect 2 of 2 at the free throw stripe. Both teams with 7 turnovers. Moorhead State winning the rebounding battle 17 to 14, including a plus 3 advantage on the offensive glass. Individually, it's UT Martin being led by Kenley McCarn. Lexi Rubel, with 8 points on 3 of 5 shooting. McCarn with 6. Nora Clark with 5 points, 4 apiece for Story and Brown, and 2 for Love Mays. For Moorhead State, Blessing King leading the way. 8 points on 4 of 5 shooting, along with 8 rebounds already this afternoon. 7 points for Katie Novick, 6 for Veronica Charles, and 2 each for Secchi Aroli and Rhodes. 29-25, your halftime score. Martin over Moorhead State. Back with the second half right after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
Go-To Solutions in Line-X of Moorhead is your one-stop shop for auto accessories and Line-X spray-in bedliners. They can help you stop rust and corrosion on your vehicle with ValueGuard rust-proofing and undercoating that provides a superior solution to protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion caused by weather and winter road treatments. Go-To Solutions in Line-X of Moorhead is now offering new services performed by trained technicians such as top-brand wheels and tires, the latest technology for mounting tires without damaging your wheels, road force balancing equipment to eliminate vibrations, brakes, shocks and struts, custom exhaust and suspensions. Machining, fabrication, and engineering also provided. They're located at 25 Park Drive, Moorhead, Kentucky, just off Interstate 64 at the Farmer Sharkey exit 133. You can call 606-784-1155. They offer a military discount with valid ID. Go-To Solutions in Line-X of Moorhead, located just off I-64 exit 133 in the industrial park.
Welcome back as we get set for the second half of today's UT Martin Moorhead State women's basketball game at the Elam Center in Martin, Tennessee on Pat Summit Court. Wes and I were talking about that and did a little research. Pat Summit played her college basketball at Tennessee Martin, of course, went on to become a legendary head basketball coach at the University of Tennessee, and Pat Summit Court named in her honor, and rightfully so.
Yeah, I have to say, I wasn't aware of how legendary she was as a player. Frankly, I was so familiar with her as the coach, I didn't realize that she was an All-American when went to UT Martin. That is wild.
Well, we've got a good basketball game going on. Moorhead State trailing by four at halftime, but still well within striking distance. Of course, came back from 17 points down a couple of nights ago for that unbelievable win at Little Rock, and that boosted the Eagles into second place, tied with Little Rock in the OVC standings. Tennessee Martin, part of a bundle of teams, just one game back of the Eagles, though, and very much in the hunt for a top seed, or one of the top four seeds, at least, going into the OVC tournament. This is a tough place for anybody to play. Under head coach Kevin McMillan, at home, Tennessee Martin is 138-45, a winning percentage of over 75%, and that includes 101-23 in OVC play, and that's a winning percentage of over 81%. So definitely not an easy place to go into and come away victorious. Tennessee Martin will have the basketball to start the second half. They'll be in the offensive end to our left. Moorhead State extends the defensive pressure right off the bat, and Charles comes up with the steal. Gets it to Novick across to Secchiaroli. Three-pointer from the left corner, no good. Blessing King wrestles the offensive rebound away from two Skyhawks. Out to Secchiaroli, now to Charles, to Novick, high right. Over to Secchiaroli. High left, she puts down a couple of dribbles, passes back to Novick, guarded by Lexi Rubel. Gets it into the middle of the zone to Haley Roach. She'll drive, has her shot blocked out of bounds. 1 second on the shot clock.
Boy, no points, but that's exactly what we talked about. We had hoped we would see coming out of the half, extending that defense and making it a little more difficult for Martin.
Secchiaroli into Blessing King, and King got it to Charles, got the three-point try off, but
I don't know how they did that.
I don't know either. Play on, though. Missed shot. McCarn brings it into the front court for Tennessee Martin. Gets it to Brown, finds McCarn on the give and go, and she hits the reverse layup to increase Martin's lead to six.
There's one of those back doors we talked about at the keys of the game.
Pass intended for Charles, and the pass will go out of bounds, and the near side official claiming it was off of the fingertips of Anaya Brown. Anaya saying, I didn't touch the ball. I'm not so sure she did either. But the Eagles get a break and keep the basketball.
She did not act like she touched the ball. She watched it go out of bounds.
Rhodes has it. Cross court to Secchiaroli, now to Novick. Angles into the zone, kicks it out to Secchiaroli. Three-pointer too strong. Guess who's there for another offensive rebound? Blessing King. Now Charles, left corner three, also no good. Moorhead State, ice cold from the perimeter. And that continues to be the case early in the second half.
It's 1-13 now, Tom.
McCarn with the rebound, got it to Lexi Rubel. Bounce pass to Story on the left side, finds Brown on the baseline. Jab step against King, works in against her, fadeaway jumper in the lane, rolls and falls. 33-25, Tennessee Martin. I believe that's their largest lead of this game. Haley Rhodes takes the pass from Charles, high right, kicks it into the near corner to Novick, tries the three and finds the range.
Katie has looked really good from the corners in the last two or three games here. She seems to be real comfortable taking that shot.
Eagles abysmal from the perimeter in this game as a team, but Novick now 2 of 3. She's got double digits at 10 points, back to a 5-point Skyhawk advantage. A whistle and an illegal screen called on Tennessee Martin. That'll go against Nora Clark, and Morehead State will get it back on the Skyhawks' 9th turnover.
Definitely stuck her knee out there to try to catch Novick.
Novick inbounds to Charles. She'll walk it through the center circle. Gets it to Haley Rhodes, high left. Dribbles around McCarn. Kicks it out to Novick. Over to Secchia Rowley on the right point. Gets it to Haley Rhodes down low. She goes up and over Story and puts it in off the glass. Strong move by Haley. Back to a 3-point ball game. Rhodes now with 4 points. Rubel walks it across the timeline. Passes to Clark on the left wing. Dribbles in against Secchia Rowley. Reverse underhand layup. Got it to go. 35-30 UTM.
And there's the space, the floor with a one-on-one matchup. Right, those are the things they need to do.
Secchia Rowley passes out of the far corner, out to Rhodes. To Novick on the right point, kicks it across to Secchia Rowley, now to Haley Rhodes. She'll try to penetrate, and she does, and gets another one to go off the window. Rhodes with 2 straight baskets. It's back to a 3-point Martin lead, 35-32, 6:39 to play third quarter. Lexi Rubel tried to pass to Josie Story. It was deflected by Novick, then last touched by Story, out of bounds off of the Skyhawks Eagle basketball.
And Coach Turgeon has got to like this pace a lot better than the way we ended the first half. This is a little bit more intense, a little bit more frenetic up and down the court. That's what you want to see if you're MSU.
Charles to Haley Rhodes, left alone on the left point, gets it to Novick. To Charles, who flashes out straight away to take it. To Skylar Barnes, down to King, back out to Barnes, right wing, 3-splash, Skylar Barnes. Ties the ball game at 35. Morehead State now 4 of its last 4 from the field. UTM basketball. McCarn walks it through the center circle. Picked up by Charles. Gets it to Brown on the left side. Guarded by King. Picks up her dribble. Bounce pass. Low block extended to Clark. Backs it in against Barnes. And a blocking foul called on Skylar Barnes, I think, before the shot attempt, so it should be an inbound for UTM.
They may have called the flop on that one.
Maybe. McCarn to inbound baseline here on the near side. Floats it out to Clark. Back to McCarn in the corner. To the low block to Rubel. Backs in against Haley Rhodes. Scoops off the glass and through. Lexi Rubel having a game. She's in double figures now with 10 points. Leading all UTM scorers. 37-35, Skyhawks. Charles to Novick outside the arc left side. Bounce pass back out top to Barnes. Around to the right point now to Charles. Puts down the left-handed dribble and floats between the circles. Gets a screen from King. Kicks to Haley Rhodes. Three-pointer. Little too strong, and Clark the backside rebound. She'll give it to McCarn to come forward up the left side. Picked up by Barnes. Finds Brown open on the low block, and she'll penetrate and lay it in. Just when Morehead State ties or takes a small lead, Martin finds a way to answer with a little run. Novick to Barnes, Haley Rhodes in the left corner, gives it back to Novick. Cross-court pass to Barnes, now to Charles. Jab step, takes it to the free throw line, puts it up, no good, but she drew the foul.
And you can tell Martin has a real conscious effort to make sure they're getting their shots at the rim. And it's been working.
Yep. Nora Clark called for the personal foul, and Veronica Charles will go to the line after this media timeout. 4:44 to go in the third quarter. Tennessee Martin leads Morehead State 39-35 here on the Eagle Sports Network.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Moorhead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you get a craving for a frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Moorhead.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. We live in the communities we serve and work diligently to serve the needs of our neighbors. Hi, this is Michelle Skaggs, loan officer at the Northside Branch location. Stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Trusted, tried, and true. Those three words represent the highest standards for Kawasaki Mule side-by-sides. Trusted means being built strong and built to last. Tried means being put to the test by hardworking people doing the toughest jobs. True means staying authentic to roots that run 30 years deep. Kawasaki Mule, the definition of trusted, tried, and true. Available at Gateway Cycles, Mount Sterling. GatewayCycles.com.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
You're in tune to Ivy, 96.3 FM, WIVY Moorhead, the flagship station of Moorhead State University Athletics.
Tom Lewis and Wes Holland with you. Moorhead State trailing Tennessee Martin 39-35 with 4:44 to play in the third quarter at the Elam Center. Whitaker Bank by the numbers, really the one glaring stat line that jumps out is three-point shooting, Wes. Moorhead State, nine more attempts from outside the arc, but Tennessee Martin with one more make.
That's an astounding number, isn't it?
Yeah.
And those 16 attempts that Moorhead has had are not bad shots. They've been good shots up to this point. They are just not falling. But if you're Martin, you've got to be a little nervous because things do revert to the mean, and 54 and 57 are not probably sustainable numbers for the rest of the
game.
Correct.
They are a good shooting team, but not that good. They shoot at about 43.7% overall. Charles at the line for Moorhead State makes the first. Second one up, rims in and out. Rubel tracks down the floor, rebound on the far side, and she'll get it to McCarn, right back to Lexi Rubel. She'll work it across midcourt against Haley Rhodes. Passes left wing to Josie Story. One bounce, kicks it across to Clark. Drives against Skylar Barnes, lays it up and in. That's something that UTM has done pretty well in this game, too, is that dribble drive getting around their defender.
It's been relentless. Once they can isolate somebody.
Moorhead State tries an entry pass. Charles intended for Rhodes, but deflected out of bounds by Martin. Eagles will keep it. 20 on the shot clock. McBride inbounds baseline to our right. Comes into King near the corner. Out straight away to Barnes. She'll give it up to McBride. Dribbles near the left hash. Comes around a Haley Rhodes screen a couple of times. Then out to King, to Barnes. Jumper right side, overshoots the rim. Off the glass and corralled there by Lexi Rubel.
Bit of a rush shot there by Barnes. They still had enough time to get a couple more swing passes in.
Rubel gets across the division line, working against Rhodes. Gives it up to Story. She'll float between the rings. Chest pass over to McCarn, who gives it to Rubel. She'll curl into the lane. Double team by Moorhead State. Shot blocked by Blessing King. And a tie-up on the blocked shot. And it looks like Moorhead State may get the ball back.
Oh, what a great help there by Blessing
Absolutely.
King. And it's rare you see that help come over and not get a foul. Yes. That you get that actual tie-up. So what a good, clean block by Blessing.
You touched on it earlier. She is a difference maker on both ends when she's on the floor for the Eagles. Eagle basketball. Charles, left wing, curls out to the top of the key. Passes to King, who hands it off to McBride. She gives it to Rhodes. Penetrates left angle. Tried the scoop shot. It's blocked out of her hands, last touched by Haley, and UTM will get it back. Eight turnovers on Morehead State, 10 on the Skyhawks. Morehead State without a field goal over the last 3.5 minutes now. Down by 5 with about 3 minutes to play in the third quarter. McCarn fends off Charles, passes to Rubel left side. Drives the angle, misses the reverse layup though, and King with the rebound for Morehead State. 11 rebounds now for Blessing. Charles, fadeaway jumper, right side, and she finds the bottom of the net. Back to a three-point game, 41-38. Quickly into the front court come the Skyhawks. Brown will drive into the lane, kick far side. Nora Clark off the mark with a three-point try, and the rebound by McBride. Hurrying the other way, gets bumped, no call. Gives it up to Charles. She'll kick it back out, but an errant pass. And an over and back as Charles was off on her accuracy to Barnes. And I don't know exactly what happened there with Veronica.
I don't know either, but I'm going to call you Tom Seuss. Clark off the mark. Clark off the mark. If you don't say that again before the end of the day, I'm going to be disappointed, Tom.
Hopefully Clark will be off the mark a few more times if you're an Eagle fan. Clark with the ball. Fade away in the lane. Off the mark. Too short. Morehead State rebound. Novick over the defense to Charles. Tries to penetrate. Splits defenders. Missed the layup. And there's a whistle. And Charles called for a turnover for traveling. A lot of contact down there. I thought maybe a foul on the Skyhawks. And really should have been. A story, if we look at the replay, was reaching in.
Yeah, there's a couple options on where they could have called that one.
McCarron across midcourt. Bounce pass to Brown at the left elbow. Out to Rubel, just outside the top of the key. Flashes it down low to Clark, guarded by Novick. Takes it up, count the basket. Novick called for the personal, an and-one possibility for Nora Clark.
It's the right call. Novick should never have left her feet in that situation. Yeah. Hands straight up, let him take that difficult shot.
Clark only had 3 points and one rebound the first time these two teams met, but she'll go to the line. Working on 11 points and 5 rebounds on her stat line. Make it 12 as she cans the free throw. It's 44-38. Tennessee Martin, 1:45 to play in quarter number 3. Barnes hands the ball back to Novick. Passes out top to Michaela Hall. To Charles. Rotates into the top of the key. Kicks it into the far corner. And they've got a whistle. And it looks like a foul on Morehead State's Hall for an illegal screen. Well away from the ball.
Yeah, and that's really tough, though, for Morehead State. It cannot have these small mental errors creating extra possessions for the other team.
Eagles have made 5 of their last 7 shots, but they've turned it over 3 times in the last minute 23. Story out top to Rubel. Drives around Jaden Rhodes, or Haley Rhodes, rather. Lays it up and in, and another and one possibility coming here for the Skyhawks. They lead 46-38 as they're on a 6-0 run just over the last 26 seconds.
Yeah, and this is one of those moments where I believe she's incredibly underappreciated, is that when you don't have King on the floor, she's such a good help defender, and she's such a good rotational defender down there in the post that it makes a huge difference in what that looks like for the other team.
Yeah. Rubel makes the free throw, completes the three-point play, and gives Tennessee Martin its largest lead of the day at 9, 47-38. 1:14 to play in the third. Barnes takes the pass from Novick, comes back out top to Haley Rhodes, now to Charles on the left wing. To Haley Rhodes, working in against Brown, gets double-teamed, kicks it to Barnes. Three-point try, air ball. It overshoots everything and goes out of bounds. So Martin basketball with 58.1 seconds to play in the quarter.
Well, if you're the Eagles, you do not want this to be double digits going in the fourth quarter. Good defensive stand and one really disciplined offensive possession need to come up right here.
McCarn across midcourt, working against Charles, nearly tapped away by V, but McCarn maintains possession until Charles picks her pocket again. One on two the other way. She goes up strong, has her shot blocked out of bounds by Anaya Brown. No foul call as Charles goes to the floor, but Morehead State will keep possession.
Had two defenders back in recovery off of that steal. Tough shot.
Yeah.
By V.
And on replay, a pretty good block. Novick out to Charles. She'll put down the dribble and float out near the center circle. 30 seconds to play in the quarter, 15 to shoot. Haley Rhodes with the ball on the right point. One dribble, gives it to Novick. Around a Rhodes screen, kicks it far side to Barnes, out to Charles. Three-pointer, off the front of the rim, no. Fight for the rebound, it goes out of bounds. And last touched by Morehead State's Michaela Hall.
And that is the shot you got to hit to create that space.
Absolutely.
The ball moved great. Two passes back out to a wide open by 8-9 feet.
Yep.
Shot for
Eagles
three.
Eagles now 3 of 18 outside the arc. Two of those three makes by Novick. Full court pressure as the inbounds comes to Love Mays. She'll work it across midcourt against Barnes. Takes it to the top of the key. Hesitates, drives, scoops. Shot off the bottom of the rim, but she was fouled by Skylar Barnes. Dribble, drive, penetration, and three-point accuracy are absolutely killing Morehead State when Martin is on offense today.
And I know that my daughter Bella gets sick of hearing this, but that's a great example of good things happen when you get to the rim, right? If you can get past or at least even with that first defender going towards the rim, either you're going to get a shot, you're going to get a foul in most cases.
Love Mays on the mark with her first free throw, 57% shooter on her foul shots this year, makes them both.
Or you'll get a wide open kick, right, for a three-point shooter, and that's what they've lived by today.
On the inbounds, it comes to Paris McBride. It was a lazy inbounds pass from Hall, and Love Mays comes in to deflect it away. McBride tried to save it back inbounds unsuccessfully, and so with 1.8 seconds, UT Martin will have it inbound in their own front court.
Not the discipline close to the quarter that we had looked for just a minute ago.
No.
Not what we were hoping.
So they'll have just shy of 2 seconds to get off a shot. Rubel will trigger the inbounds. Gets it into Clark. She'll put up a three-pointer. Banks it in as the quarter expires. And Tennessee Martin, after three quarters, enjoying its largest lead of the day, 52-38. They close the quarter on an 11-0 run. 52-38, Martin over Morehead State. Back with the fourth quarter after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
Do you have a Medicare supplement plan? Are your premiums too high? We have great news. There is a new birthday rule in Kentucky. As of January 1st, 2024, there have been changes that may benefit you. Call us today at the Porter Group and ask how we may help you. Call 606-780-1387. Once again, that's 606-780-1387.
Hothead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Morehead, is the official hair salon of Morehead State Athletics. Men, women, and children, Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-H-O-T-T. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hothead Salon in Morehead. Like them on Facebook.
Cassie here at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Morehead. We wanted to pop in with a friendly reminder that we have a huge canning selection filled with all your canning needs. A few items include jars, lids, bands, canners, cookers, and their parts, as well as seasoning mixes, pickle crisp, pickling lime, and salt. Stop by today for all your canning needs at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Morehead. Ace is the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks. Furniture World Superstore stretches your tax refund. With so much in stock, in style, and on sale, you can get the furniture you want now. From sofas, sectionals, and motion furniture, to dining sets, bedroom furniture, and the most comfortable mattresses, Furniture World has it all. Refresh, renew, get more with your tax refund. Now at Furniture World Superstore, 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead, and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
Tennessee Martin ends the third quarter with an 11-0 run and will begin quarter number four with its largest lead of the afternoon, leading Moorhead State 52-38 in the women's half of today's women's men's basketball doubleheader down at the Elam Center. Tom Lewis and Wes Holland, and Wes, you made the statement and became quite prophetic. The Eagles did not want to end that third quarter with a double-digit deficit, and it happened.
It really did. You saw three back-to-back possessions, one offensive, one defensive, and then one just on the throw-in that were all very undisciplined, sloppy plays. The last one turns into a junk three-pointer, but hey, they all count. Here it is on the replay, just tossed it up there. But that opportunity doesn't even happen if you don't have a terrible shot on one end, a weak defensive possession on the other.
And the Skyhawks will have the basketball to start the fourth quarter.
And not often is field goal attempts such a big stat, but Moorhead had a 12 field goal attempt lead. Now that's down to 7.
Clark tried to lob it in over Blessing King unsuccessfully. King deflects it to a teammate. Here comes Charles. Drives, offensive foul. Veronica out of control, and good defensive position down low by Tennessee Martin. Veronica will pick up her first personal foul. And you know, Tennessee Martin will work against full court pressure as McLaren walks it across the timeline against Charles. Left wing to Josie Story. Pass outside, taken away by Moorhead State's Blessing King. Went one-on-one the other way against Tanea Brown. Brown tried to block the shot. Fouled King, and King will go to the free throw line.
Difference maker.
Blessing King, one of the silver linings for Moorhead State today. At the free throw line, too strong off the back of the iron with her first attempt. King has 8 points and 11 rebounds. Second free throw, high arcing off the back of the iron, no good. And a foul on Moorhead State's Melissa Secchiaroli going over the back on the rebound try. And so UT Martin will get possession.
Oh, that was a terrible foul right there. There's no need for that. Had no position, no way to get the ball. Just adds a team foul to your count here.
Full court pressure, but McCarn will streak up the right sideline and into the front court. But her entry pass way off the mark, taken by Novick. She comes the other way in a hurry. Gets it back out to Charles to slow things down. Zone defense by UT Martin. Secchiaroli out to Novick, around to Haley Rhodes on the left wing. To Secchiaroli, now to Novick on the right wing. Rubel in her face. To Rhodes, drives right angle, pull up from the low block, rattles in and out. Loose ball, and off of Blessing King, out of bounds. Tennessee Martin basketball.
A lot of hands in there. She didn't like the call, but I don't know that you could really tell who that was off of.
Again, full court pressure. McCarn will work it up the court against Charles. Works the right sideline. Passes to Rubel between the rings. She'll underhand it to Story on the left wing. Working against Novick. Takes it into the lane. Looked for a cutter. Gets it out to Rubel. She spins in against Rhodes. Cut off. Bounce pass to Clark, cutting from the left side. Found Brown. Misses the layup. And Moorhead State the rebound. Here comes Charles. Back out to Secchiaroli. Jab step and passes to Novick on the left point. Found King on the low block. Back out to Secchiaroli. To Novick. She'll float down the wing and then work over near the right hash. Goes cross court to Charles. Three-pointer is good. Veronica near the left corner finds the range and cuts it back to a single-digit game, 52-41, or close to single digits, 52-41, excuse me.
Great shot by Charles, but as we've seen, this Eagle team, They've got to win this on defense. That's what gives them energy.
Brown, one-on-one against King. Pull up in the lane is good. Nicely done by Anaya Brown. She's got 10 points to go with 6 rebounds. Novick, long three, left wing, no good, and a foul on the rebound against Morehead State. That will be Blessing King. And for Blessing, that's her second, third of the quarter on the Eagles. Matilda Soderlund gets off of the MSU bench, and we'll check in.
Yeah, 7.5 minutes left, 3 team fouls. They got to be careful on that. These chippy fouls like that are going to get them in trouble, I'm afraid.
Full court pressure. They get it to McCarn, and she'll work it across the division line against Charles. Floats to the left, passes to Story on the wing. Against Soderlund, nice bounce pass to the cutting Brown, who lays it up and in, and she's fouled. Oh, my goodness. That foul on Haley Rhodes. And for Haley, that is personal number 3. What a beautiful look by Josie Story on that bounce pass.
Again, that's been the story of the second half. Everything has been just one-on-one or a backdoor cut.
Yep. So Brown at the line. Free throw up. Misses it short. King pulls down the rebound. Gives to Charles to come the other way. And she's called for palming the basketball.
Well, that's not something you see every day.
No. So on the carry, that's turnover number 15 against Morehead State. Lexi Rubel across the line against Haley Rhodes. Bounce pass to Story. Gets it to Brown on the low block. Kicks it to Clark. Now to McCarn. Three-pointer from the right side. Too strong. And King the rebound, but had it taken away from her. And the shot attempt by Rubel blocked by King. But Brown comes up with the basketball. Out to McCarn, who gets it to Clark between the circles. Right wing to McCarn. She'll kick it out to Brown. 19-foot jumper on the money. 58-41, Tennessee Martin. A 6-0 run. And Morehead State calls a timeout, trying to stem the tide. Tennessee Martin threatening to run away with it right now, leading Morehead State 58-41. And we will take a break ourselves here on the Eagle Sports Network.
A quiz for Kentuckians. Where is the state's fourth largest lake? Who has the state's only folk art museum? Whose main street includes part of the Sheltoe Trace National Recreation Trail? Where did the Moonlight School movement start? Which county is named for the builder of My Old Kentucky Home? These answers are found in Morehead and Rowan County, where history and culture are as important as fun in the sun. Go to visitmorehead.com to plan your trip.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Morehead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
If you're building or buying a new home, congratulations. We're one of your neighbors, and we can help. We're First Federal Savings and Loan, 211 West Main Street in Morehead. We've helped a lot of neighbors with purchases, refinancing, and construction lending. We'll find you the right loan, the best rate, and guide you through the entire process. Call us at 784-4187. Welcome to your new home. Let First Federal Savings and Loan help. After all, that's what neighbors are for. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Subject to credit approval. NMLS number 657533.
The Hinton Mills team started our annual Seed Days event over 40 years ago to help farmers get ready for spring. It's our biggest sale of the year on hay and pasture seed, fencing, hay wrap, baler twine, net wrap, high mag tubs, block, and mineral, oil and hydraulic fluid, and other farm essentials. Our goal is simple, to get the products our customers need into their hands at the best price available. But Seed Days is also about visiting with others from the farm community to share ideas and stories. Come for the sale, stay for the memories. Hinton Mills Seed Days, going on February the 19th through the 24th.
58-41, Tennessee Martin leading Morehead State. 6:36 to play in the final quarter at the Elam Center. Tom Lewis and Wes Holland with you. Take a quick look at some other OVC women's scores. Games in progress. It's Southeast Missouri leading SIUE 54-37. Get this one, Wes. Southern Indiana at Little Rock. It's Southern Indiana 75, Little Rock 40.
That's crazy. That is a crazy number.
Tennessee State beating Western Illinois by 4, 57-53 at the end of three quarters. And Eastern Illinois over Lindenwood after 3, 52-44. Morehead State basketball. Soderlund will try a three-pointer. Got the screen, got the open look, missed the shot. Tennessee Martin got the rebound.
Wide open three for your best three-point shooter. It's hard to argue with that.
Rubel drives the lane, puts it up, off the glass, no good. And a whistle on the rebound attempt and a foul on UTM's Anaya Brown. That's her second in the second of the quarter on the Skyhawks. So the Eagles to come 94 feet. Rhodes inbounds it, rolls it in to Novick, who brings it through the center circle. Bounce pass to King at the left elbow. Hands it off to Secchiaroli. Three-point try, too strong. Haley Rhodes, a strong offensive rebound for Morehead State, and a foul called on Lexi Rubel. That's her first, number three on the Skyhawks in the quarter.
Do you know just how rough this game would be if there was not a plus seven offensive rebounding number for the Eagles at the moment?
I don't even want to think about it. Novick to Haley Rhodes, who underhands it to Charles. Comes around the top of the key, kicks near corner to Novick. Takes it into the lane, kicks it over to Secchiaroli. Left corner three, off the mark, no good. Rebound tracked down by Story. Two Eagles right there looked like they were trying to avoid the basketball. As Story split through them and took it.
That's a great descriptor by you, Tom, because that's exactly what it looked like.
Story to McCarn. Pull-up jumper free throw line. Rolls it through. 60-41 UTM. It was a three-point game, or was it a four-point game at halftime? It was a close game at halftime. Haley Rhodes finally ends Morehead State scoring drought with a reverse layup. And it's 60-43 Skyhawks.
Well, you're right, Tom. It's 29-25 at the half.
Yeah. Rubel picks up her dribble out top, guarded by Rhodes. Finally gets it away to McCarn at the top of the arc. She'll try a three-pointer over Charles off the neck of the iron. Too strong, but Brown, the offensive rebound, finds Clark for a three-point try. Also too strong, backside rebound to Charles. Comes up the left side. Gets it to Novick near the left corner. Back out to Charles at the hash. She'll come back out and come around the top of the key. Pull-up jumper from 17. Too strong. McCarn the rebound.
At 4.5 minutes, 17 points. They're going to have to keep doing what they were doing, which is getting those three-point looks, and just hope a few more go down.
Clark
taking a lot of clock and getting a two is not going to help.
Clark on the low block takes it into the lane. Spinning jumper no good. Contested by King, who comes up with the rebound. To Charles. To Secchiaroli. Novick now in the left corner, wide open. Hits her third triple of the day. And it's 60-46 UTM. Katie now 3 of 5 from three-point range, 5 of 9 from the floor, 13 points to lead the Eagles. Rubel with the basketball. Spins in against Haley Rhodes. Fade away on the low block, off the mark with the left hand, but Haley Rhodes called for the foul trying to block the shot.
And that's created, though, by allowing that complete isolation play. I've been really surprised that we have seen no defensive adjustments on the Eagles' side.
Media timeout, 3:44 left to play. And Tennessee Martin leads Morehead State 60-46. We'll be back after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
Just a few of the many savings you'll find this week at Allen's IJ and Morehead include USDA whole bone-in pork butt roast is only $1.99 a pound. The 22-ounce container of Folgers coffee, just $7.99. Fresh, sweet nectarines and peaches, just $1.99 a pound. And our family skillet dinners are free for only $4. Great values while spending less at Allen's IJ. Visit Allen's website for money-saving coupons. IJ.
Your mission, should you decide to accept it, is to find the best place to get a quick loan, the best place to buy or sell a firearm, the best place to buy jewelry, the lowest prices on cell phones, laptop computers, televisions, and much more. The best place to buy fishing gear, the place with 10-month layaway that's open 7 days a week for your convenience. Your mission is to visit Bypass Pawn in Moorhead, Kentucky. This message will self-destruct.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Moorhead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you've got a craving for a frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Moorhead.
Driving with a cracked windshield is dangerous. Don't risk it. Do the right thing. Call Right Way Auto Glass in Moorhead. They're local, and you'll talk with a real person. Get same-day or next-day service with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And it's free with your full or comprehensive insurance. If you can't come to our shop on Bradley Avenue in Moorhead, we'll come to you. Get more details at rightwayautoglass.com. Spelled R-I-T-E-W-A-Y, autoglass.com. Have your glass installed the right way.
60-46, your score with 3:44 to play at the Elam Center in Martin, Tennessee. It's the Skyhawks of UTM on top of the Eagles of MSU as we hit the stretch run in this one. Tom and Wes with you. And Wes, Moorhead State, you look at the numbers brought to you by Whitaker Bank. 5 of 24 from three-point range. Tennessee Martin's made 5, but they've only tried it 12 times.
Right. And the difference between the first and second half is astounding. 15% of their shots were 3 in the second half, 35% in the first half. Completely different offense that showed up the second half.
Lexi Rubel at the free throw line gets the first one to do a jig and fall. 61-46, UT Martin. One more freebie to come. And it's also on the money.
And full credit to Coach McMillan on that. He saw that Moorhead was going to sit in that man-to-man the entire time, and they started running those back doors and ISOs.
Novick out of a double team, bounce passes to Jaden Rhodes, who gives it right back to Novick. Finds Barnes near the corner. Entry pass to Rhodes, and Jaden can't keep the basketball, and Skyhawks with the steal. Rubel methodically dribbling out top. Bounce pass now to Josie Story on the left wing to McLaren at the head of the key. Takes it to the free throw line, kicks it back out to Story. Drives to the left angle, runner in the lane is good. 64-46 Skyhawks, 3 minutes to play. Novick with the basketball, floats it over to McBride. Finds Jaden Rhodes just inside the free throw line, out to Novick, three-pointer, rolls home. Katie Novick. While Moorhead State as a team has been abysmal from outside the arc, Katie's 4 of 6 and has 16 points. Rubel to Story. Gets it inside to Brown, guarded by King. Kicks it out to Rubel. She'll drive the lane, kick to Brown. 18-foot jumper left side. Rattles down the drain. 66-49, UTM. Barnes dribbles around Story. Gets it to King on the baseline. Hesitates, goes up, misses the shot. It was blocked, and no foul call. Brown, the rebound for UTM, will get it to Clark.
2 minutes. Make that McCarn. Yeah, 2 minutes, 17-point game. What are you even doing trying to put it down there?
McCarn angles to the right, hands it to the curling Clark. Now out to Story. To McCarn on the left wing. Entry pass to Brown on the low block. Finds Rubel cutting down the lane. She'll scoop it up and through. 68-49, Tennessee Martin, under 2 minutes to go. The Skyhawks have owned the second half. McBride gives it to Barnes, comes around to the top of the key to Novick, a three-pointer off the front of the rim, no, and McCarn the long rebound. Minute and a half left. McCarn throws over the top of a double team to Rubel into the front court, guarded by McBride. Keeps the dribble. Now picks it up. Brown left wide open in the lane. She was going to kick it back outside, but There was absolutely no one within 5 feet of her. Realized it, finally took it up. Shot was blocked, but she's fouled. That will go against Morehead State. It's Rhodes.
Tom, I want to see the replay just to see the look on her face
when
she realized there was nobody.
Yeah. I mean, and the scary thing is she had two shooters wide open on the perimeter she could have thrown to.
I think they were playing 3-on-5 that possession. There were a couple snowbirds on the other end, hoping for an outlet pass.
So Anaya Brown will go to the free throw line. She is 2 of 3 from there today. Makes the first. She now has 17 points to go with 9 rebounds, flirting with a double-double.
And Brown has had a major impact on the defensive end as well. She has just had an outstanding game all around.
Absolutely. Great player. Second free throw up. It's on the money. Brown now with 18 points. She will go to the bench.
Yeah, the Eagles did a good job containing McCarn today. I mean, you look at 10 points on 4-9 shooting.
And they did a good job against her in the first meeting for the most part. She ended up with 17 points, but she turned the ball over 5 times in that game. Morehead State takes a 30-second timeout. Tennessee Martin, a 6-0 run over the last minute, 14 seconds, and they have extended their lead to 70-49 over Morehead State. And that is the largest lead of the day for the Skyhawks. Morehead State with only 117 remaining. So it is looking bleak for the Eagles. Morehead State's men will play Tennessee Martin. That game is scheduled for a 4:30 tip-off. And depending on how quickly this game ends, that may stay on schedule. Eagles inbound to come 94 feet. Novick across midcourt. Gives it up to Haley Rhodes, back to Novick, now to Rhodes. She'll drive left angle, scoops too strong. Morehead State's rebound to Barnes. Out to Novick, three-pointer, got it! Katie Novick, now 5 of 8 from three-point range. She has 5 of Morehead State's 7 made triples, and she has 19 points. 70-52 UTM. Pass deflected out of bounds in the Skyhawk offensive end. Novick touched it last. On the far sideline, Amari Bonds into the game. Gets it in to Love Mays. Floats down the arc. Hands it off to Kendall George. Now to Mays. Dribbles into the lane. Gets double teamed. Kicks it out. And a 3-second violation called against Mays. Good call.
As a broadcaster, when you get to this point in the game, it's real exciting because Tom Lewis has to break out the roster because he hadn't seen these people for the last 3.5
Who
quarters.
Who are these people? They never play.
So give him some grace on this one, all right?
Novick gets it to Haley Rhodes. She'll go up strong on the baseline, count the basket, and a 3-point play opportunity for Haley, but it's going to be too little too late. The Eagles down 70-54 with about 29 seconds remaining on the game clock. Rhodes on the day with 10 points and 4 rebounds, along with 4 assists. Free throw up. Rims off, no good. Rebound hauled in by Singleton. She'll give it to Mays, who will work it across midcourt. Skyhawks could just run out the clock, depending on how Morehead State defends here. Barnes guarding Mays. Now backs off. 8 seconds to go, and Tennessee Martin will just run out the clock from here. So Tennessee Martin down or up by 4 at halftime, absolutely opened it up in the second half, and the Skyhawks will win as usual on their home floor, knocking off Morehead State 70-54. We'll be back to talk about it right after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. This is Lisa Kidd, Moorhead Area Operations Officer. I'm proud to call Moorhead home and love meeting my fellow Kentuckians. Community is at the heart of what we do, and I look forward to helping you along your financial journey. So stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Gateway Cycles at Mount Sterling has CF Moto side-by-sides built to fit any job, shed, or budget. The new U-Force lineup of hard-working machines feature the perfect model for your needs. Like the U-Force 600 series, perfect for any farm, cabin, or ranch. With a 580cc engine and powerful winch, you can't go wrong with this workhorse. How about the U-Force 1000 featuring a three-person bench? Take your family and friends on this one. No matter what U-Force machine you choose, you've got a work partner that can handle their own. Stop by Gateway Cycles in Mount Sterling, GatewayCycles.com.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Now at Hardee's, two hand-breaded chicken tender wraps are only $5. Mix and match your favorite flavors like buttermilk ranch, honey mustard, and spicy. Endless combinations start with two warm tortillas, each filled with 100% white meat, juicy on the inside, crispy on the outside, hand-breaded chicken tenders. Any two wraps, now just $5. Hardee's, goodness in the making. These items only. Price and participation may vary. Tax not included. Visit restaurant for details.
To 54, the final score from the Elam Center in Martin, Tennessee, as UT Martin knocks off Morehead State's women in OVC action this afternoon. Tom Lewis and Wes Holland with you. Wes, close basketball game at halftime, but Coach Kevin McMillan, to his credit, made some adjustments in the second half and found the groove offensively, and the Skyhawks got that lead and never looked back.
Yeah, absolute credit to Coach McMillan on that one. You saw in the first half they focused on the driving kick. He noticed that the Eagles were not going to drop anywhere near out of that man-to-man. He started spacing the floor, started running one-on-one ISOs, and started getting those backdoor cuts, man, because they were watching the ball. You got the Eagles man-to-man hoping to come across and help or get a steal watching the ball, and they got those backdoor cuts. Biggest, craziest stat of the night, or day, I should say, Novick. 5 of 8 from three. Rest of the team, 2 of 19.
Wow.
So, and they weren't bad looks. So it, until they hit them, though, you don't have to change.
Yeah.
So Coach McMillan watched it and said, hey, until they start hitting some of those shots, we're going to stay doing what we're doing.
And it paid off down the stretch in spades for the Skyhawks today. With the win, UTM improves to 11-14 overall. And they up their OVC ledger to 8-6. Morehead State now 13-12 for the season, also 8-6 in OVC play. We'll take a break, come back and look at some of your final numbers, sponsored by Whitaker Bank, right after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
Can't make it to the store? Play the Kentucky Lottery online, any time of the day or night, anywhere you are in Kentucky. Just download the Kentucky Lottery app or play at kylottery.com. You decide where and when you want to play. Play the Kentucky Lottery online, anywhere, anytime. More games, more chances to win. Hey, anytime is playtime. The Kentucky Lottery, fueling more than $4.4 billion in scholarships and grants. And please play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you, or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Great seats at a great price. Get them safer, simpler, and smarter with Ticket Smarter. A proud partner to the biggest names in live sports and events, including ESPN Events and iHeartRadio. Ticket Smarter has seats for over 125,000 live events and 48 million tickets for sale. All backed with the Ticket Smarter 100% ticket guarantee. Thinking about your next great live event? Think smarter. Think Ticket Smarter. Get your tickets your way guaranteed at TicketSmarter.com.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
70-54, Tennessee Martin beats Morehead State in the first half of today's women's men's OVC basketball doubleheader down in Martin, Tennessee. Let's take a look at some of the final numbers sponsored by Whitaker Bank. UTM 26 of 50 from the field overall, 52%, 5 of 12 from three-point range, 42%, and 13 of 17 from the free throw stripe, 76%. Morehead State was 22 of 58, 38%, only 7 of 27 from outside the arc, 26%, and 3 of 7 from the charity stripe, 43%. 16 Morehead State turnovers, 15 by UTM. Rebounding, Morehead State the slight edge, 33-32, including an 11-4 advantage on the offensive glass. Individually, UTM was led today by Anaya Brown. She had 18 points to go with 9 rebounds, just missing a double-double. Also 4 assists, 17 points for Lexi Rubel, 15 for Nora Clark, and 10 for Kenley McCarn. Josie Story added 6 points, Love Mays with 4. For Morehead State, Katie Novick, 19 points, 5 of 8 shooting. Excellent day with the basketball for Katie. Also had 4 assists, but she could not do it all by herself, and the Eagles just did not get it done shooting from outside, and that was the difference. Also in double-figure scoring, Veronica Charles with 12 points, 10 for Haley Rhodes. And Blessing King, 8 points, 16 rebounds for Blessing King today. 3 points for Skylar Barnes and 2 for Melissa Secchiaroli. Again, with the win, Tennessee Martin improves to 11-14, 8-6 in the OVC. Morehead State 13-12 and also 8-6 in OVC play. Quick look at the OVC scoreboard, other women's games, one game final. Not surprised by the winner. The margin, definitely a surprise. Southern Indiana goes into Little Rock and beats the Trojans 88-51. Southern Indiana showing why they're the cream of the crop this season in women's basketball in the OVC. Under a minute to play, Southeast Missouri leads SIUE 65-54. 1:26 to go. It's Tennessee State leading Western Illinois 79-65. That's good news for Morehead State. And a game that just goes final, not good news, as Eastern Illinois knocks off Lindenwood 68-62. We'll be back after our final break to wrap things up here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Your annual homecoming tailgate party was a rousing success. You caught up with your weird cousin Phil. You and your buddy Dave were crowned cornhole champions. Your famous potato salad drew rave reviews. The home team even won. But the best part was what didn't happen. You didn't drive home buzzed. You got a ride home from your cousin Phil, who may be weird, but also definitely sober. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers a variety of loans to cover your needs. Wanting to purchase a house or car, start a remodel or new construction? What about buying an ATV or a boat just for fun? We offer a variety of loans. Call or stop by today at one of our 5 banking centers for more information. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
UT Martin knocks off Morehead State in women's basketball action, OVC style, down in Martin, Tennessee today. Again, Morehead State now 13-12, 8-6 in conference play. Morehead State's women will be back in action back at home on Tuesday. The Eagles will play 3 of their last 4 in the friendly confines of Johnson Arena. They'll be taking on OVC leading Southern Indiana this coming Tuesday evening. Tip-off at 5 o'clock, pregame at 4:45 here along the Eagle Sports Network. And don't forget the Morehead State men in action at Tennessee Martin this afternoon. That game set to tip off at 4:30. Chuck Mraz and Dean Harden will have the pregame for you at 4:15 here on the ESN. For my partner Wes Holland and our studio engineer and producer Ian Corbin, I'm Tom Lewis. Thanks for listening here on the Eagle Sports Network.
You've been listening to Morehead State Basketball on the Eagle Sports Network. MSU broadcasts are sponsored by Eagle Family Sports Pass, Buffalo Wild Wings, Ticket Smarter, the Kentucky Department of Highway Safety, Citizens Bank Morehead, Giovanni's, Tim Short Auto Group, Pepsi, Kentucky Lottery, Whitaker Bank Morehead, and MSU Soar Higher. By Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Bypass Pond, Clark's Pump and Shop, First Federal Savings and Loan, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hardee's, Hinton Mills, Hothead Salon, Linux of Morehead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Morehead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, St. Clair Healthcare, Wendy's of Morehead, and Whitaker Bank Morehead. Tune in all season long for Morehead State University basketball on the Eagle Sports Network.